this episode of Between Good Podcast, Undertale. Hey, welcome to Between Good Podcasts, episode 158. This is your host, Mark.
Luke.
How you doing, Luke?
I am doing not bad.
Yeah, we're inside today. It's a very rainy day here in Florida.
Yes, it is. It sounds like TV static.
It does sound like TV static. And thunder, it sounds like real thunder.
It was thunder?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was quite a bit earlier.
Well, do you know where there isn't thunder?
Where isn't there thunder?
In a mountain.
In a mountain? Okay. Yeah. There's thunder on the mountain, but I guess not in a mountain.
I mean, well, you might be able to hear the thunder. Well, would you be able to hear thunder inside a mountain?
If there was a way for air to get from the top of the mountain through, like if it was a volcano with a hole in the top or the side or something, then yes. If it were sealed up, then no. Because sound is compression waves of air.
Okay.
That's why in space they can't hear you scream.
Because there's no air?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I knew that. Transition.
So, right. Also known as a segue. So if there's no air, well, no air. If there's no thunder under the mountain, what is there under the mountain?
Magic.
Magic. Ah. As if you were magically transported?
No, there's just a civilization.
Okay, so like we said in the intro, we're talking about Undertale.
It's a good game.
Yeah, tell me about it. Give me an overview.
Undertale. So basically, two races rule over Earth, humans and monsters. Then the humans had a war with the monsters. Humans won, kicked the monsters underground, and used magic to make a barrier. And then eventually you fall underground.
So that's the intro that you get, like, the first time you open up the game and start playing it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a single-person PC-based game?
It is on console.
Okay. Is that new?
It's been on Switch and PlayStation for a while, but it's new to Xbox.
Okay. And I looked, I don't think they have it on, like, the iTunes App Store.
No, they don't.
Okay. Alright, single player game, so you're trapped under the mountain, you're trying to get out. So, you have to solve these puzzles to get out.
Yeah, there are puzzles, but mostly focuses on combat. Undertale's an RPG. And normally in RPGs, you just attack, but in Undertale, you have the option to spare.
Yep.
Yeah, what happens in the game depends on your decisions to spare or kill other monsters.
And so, yeah, you can make choices that affect the outcome of the game. It's mostly kind of one timeline with some small variations. Does that sound about right?
Yeah, it's one timeline. You do things and things change. There are three main endings, but the neutral ending has, like, several sub-endings, where at the end you're told what happened.
So, the graphics, it's like, kind of a side-scroller game, sort of?
It's more of an RPG. It's pixelated and based off Earthbound. Are you familiar with that?
I'm not, but it looks like kind of like 32-bit type graphics. Kind of more like, okay, this is going to like sound really dated, but more like original Atari or Intellivision or something. Those are those are classic consoles from the 80s. It looks like an 80s game.
I know what those consoles are, but wow, you think the graphics look that pixel?
I mean, they're better. It's like in the same way that Minecraft is very pixelated, but the presentation is more nuanced and developed.
Okay.
So you go through this world, and there are different, like, sections of the world, I guess?
Yeah, there's, like, 5 main sections. I'm not gonna name them, because spoilers? Would that be spoilers?
I don't think so.
Okay, so Ruins, Snowden, Waterfall, Hotland, Core, and Home. I don't know if Home really counts, but I'm gonna count it.
Okay, yeah, so Snowden is winter, as if you're snowed in somewhere.
Mm.
And Waterfall is a bunch of waterfalls. Okay, so you get through these worlds, and yeah, so you can either spare these creatures that you fight, and sometimes if you do that, they become your allies, I guess?
Yeah, you can befriend, like, the main cast, and there's an ending for befriending everyone and not killing anyone. You didn't get that one, though, because you didn't want to play the game again.
That's right. I only played through it once. Most people, I've heard that you're supposed to play it through 3 times, but
I
was good after 1.
Yeah. I mean, the game dev kind of intended you to play through it. You play however you want. It's not intended to be played a certain way. Though, one thing I think should be said about the game is the soundtrack is great.
The soundtrack is pretty good, and the dialogue has a couple memorable lines, especially that it, every time you save, it says that something fills you with determination.
Oh yeah, determination.
Yeah, so that's become part of our family shorthand. And then when you die and restart, it tells you to stay determined.
Yeah. The game breaks the fourth wall several times. You only experienced it, like, 3 times, but does that a lot more in the other endings.
Okay.
Especially if you play through one ending several times.
It does have a couple obvious plot twists that happen kind of at places that make sense, and then it's... So, no spoilers here, so I won't give any details, but it does have some other plot twists that are really out of left field.
Was that the one at the final boss?
Yeah.
I think the game costs $9.
Okay. Yeah, that's a bargain. That was worth it. I think we got $9 worth of fun out of it.
Yeah.
And that was just, you know, you and I playing. And, you know, you played by yourself and our other co-host Jacob played through and... Ah, you also played with our other co-host, Kim, first.
Oh, yeah, I did that. She doesn't remember a thing.
She remembers to stay determined.
Oh, yeah, she remembers that part. She also remembers that one character, the left field plot twist.
Oh, yeah. So, one other thing that I did is, you all, when you played through, you played with the keyboard, right?
Yeah.
And when I played through, we hooked up an Xbox controller since we were playing on PC, and I liked that a whole lot more, but that's just my preference. Mm. Seemed to make the fights go a little bit easier.
Yeah, it makes sense. I tried it, and I think I liked it. I don't really remember. Joysticks tend to be a bit more fidgety and harder to control for me, at least in 2D environments.
Yeah, I've heard that professional gamers say that as well, that they get more precise control out of a keyboard.
Yeah, that makes sense. The thing with a controller is that in some games, if you hold the joystick a little bit, you can walk slowly, which affects pretty much nothing.
Oh, so you mentioned that you got this for $9 and it was a bargain. Where did you get it?
Steam.
Okay.
I think it was $9.99. I don't precisely remember.
Okay. And so Steam is like a website or game aggregator or something out there?
It's a place where you can buy games. That's where most games are bought on PC.
Okay.
Except Minecraft. Minecraft's really hard to buy. Anywho.
All right, so find it on Steam. Do we normally rate games?
We rate movies.
Yeah, I guess it's entertainment, so.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, so our rating scale, for those who may have forgot, is either gotta see it, see it if you... Wait a minute. That's not gonna work.
Oh, okay.
So our rating scale for games are gotta play it if you have time, or don't play it. So, what do you give this one?
Gotta play it.
Okay.
If you're a fan of RPGs or fourth wall breaks or just like games, then I'd highly recommend it. It has very good story and lots of lore.
So I'm going to say that if you're a adult, then play it if you have time. If you've got someone else that you can play it with, a youngster perhaps, then I'll say gotta play it, because it's a lot of fun to do with somebody else.
Okay.
All right. So if you've had any thoughts on Undertale, or what's that other game you play? A Hat in Time?
Oh, yeah, I play that.
Yeah, also available on Steam. Or Minecraft, we've talked about that before on the show a couple of times. Tell us about those at betweengoodpodcast.podomatic.com, or leave a review on Apple Podcasts or the podcast aggregator of your choice. That wraps it up for this episode. This has been your host, Mark.
Luke.
And we're Between Good Podcasts. Hold on. I'll edit that out later.